Tell me about your time at the Hammersmith.
The Hammersmith from 1964 to 69 was a very stimulating time, working for Russell Fraser and Graham Joplin. I suppose the clinical work was partly pituitary, but Russell Fraser's aim in life was to solve diabetes problems, and particularly type 2 diabetes, and his insulin-like activity work, which I was not directly involved in, was going on in the laboratory and was quite pioneering. The ability to move from being house physician to a MRC junior research fellowship was tremendous, and I did work in radioimmunoassay of growth hormone, firstly with Martin Hartog and then on my own. And part of the time there, I was given the opportunity to work for 2 weeks in Burson and Yallo's lab in the Bronx. Now, they were the pioneers of radioimmunoassay and eventually became Nobel Prize winners. But it was a wonderful experience to learn how to iodinate proteins, and which is the basis of all immunoassay work. And, of course, that was has been applied to a large number of hormones since. And I've dried up.
You mentioned that Russell Fraser was particularly interested in type 2 diabetes. Would it have been called type 2 then?
No, I think it was called maturity onset diabetes at that stage. And then, of course, non-insulin dependent diabetes and now type 2 diabetes. It's all the same. It's a rag bag of things. And type 2 diabetes is probably easier as a non-committal sort of title to be given it. But at that time, no, it was maturity onset diabetes. And of course, at that time, there was a maturity onset diabetes of the young was described by Tattersall and Fiennes. And that still has stuck, so that the acronym MODY for that condition has now become established.
And tell me more about your time at the Hammersmith.
Well, again, the people you worked with were fantastic. Wilfred Oakley's son, Nigel, who became diabetology at St George's and also part stalwart member of the UK Prospective Diabetes Study, he was on the staff then, was registrar then, and that was stimulating. Clara Lowy did a lot of work on diabetic pregnancy, and then went on to work with Peter Sonkson and the development of the home blood glucose monitoring and all that work. It was, again, a very stimulating colleague.